Brilliance Audio presents The Officer's Wife, a true story of unspeakable betrayal and cold-blooded murder by Michael Fleeman. Performed by James Anderson Foster. 1. She could be anybody she wanted to be. Fantasy and reality were intertwined like lovers. Time and date had no meaning. She could go anywhere, set any limit. She didn't even have to be a she. A few keystrokes and suddenly she was no longer lost and numb. Sexy brunette seeks rendezvous man, she typed. Attractive, intelligent, very sensual professional seeks regular activity partner 2 to 3 times a week for long, hot, passionate encounters. She gave her vital statistics. Age, 28. White, agnostic, college-educated, employed full-time, and a resident of Fayetteville with interests in dancing, dining, movies, music, photography, theater, and travel. Looking for emotionally stable, very attractive, physically fit, intellectually stimulating, fun-loving man who is not going bald. 25 to 35, Caucasian, DD-free, drug and disease-free, over 6 feet tall. She wrote using online shorthand. Must live or work in Fayetteville. Please do not write if you live in RD, Raleigh, Durham. I turn heads, she continued. If you do too and meet all the above requirements, let's meet for coffee and see what happens next. We'll only respond to inquiries that are interesting and stimulating. We'll not reply to messages such as, tell me what you're looking for, or to anyone with crude screen names. Discretion is a must. Sometimes she went by Susan, other times Cheryl. Her computer screen name was Married Brunette. No sooner did she send out her ad than the replies flooded her inbox. The sexual laws of supply and demand in action. She knew intimately this world of lonely men and even lonelier women. She'd grown up in this world. She'd married into it, endured it, loathed it. Now she'd found a way to exploit it. Hello, my name is Brian, one man wrote back in a reply that was typical.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?